I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1, 248-539-9797. Hey, all today's football coverage is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's get to your phone calls. Joey, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Joey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
All right, my champ for the weekend was the officiating crew for U of M Michigan State. They really helped out U of M throughout the entire game, especially with the offsides call towards the end there. I don't think he was actually offsides. I'm a U of M fan, but you know how that goes. So I'll take it.
Okay.
My champ for the weekend was my wife's best friend for having her wedding on Michigan versus Michigan State.
Come on.
Wait, what about her husband?
Not my issue. I don't know him.
Okay, so you no, but I'm saying the husband of your wife's best friend, the groom, isn't he? Doesn't he have a say?
He's not a football guy, to be fair.
Yeah, so he doesn't.
I don't think he cares. But
so what was the timing of everything? And was there any way? It sounds like you watched the game.
I watched it on my phone. So reception was at 7. So it was good enough where I could catch it ish through some drinks and chatting with everybody. We still watched it, but it was all right.
Well, the first quarter lasted forever. Yeah. So by the time the first quarter is over, you're getting ready to.
Were you the only one, Joey, at the reception watching the game, or was there like a little community of you guys?
Well, there were quite a few of us. We were all sitting there just watching our phones. We were really in the moment, you know.
Yeah. Well, I was at a wedding for Michigan State 1 year, and the actual ceremony was happening while the game was going on. And it was a game where Michigan State, the Plexico Burress team, won like 38-35, 38-31, 35-31. I think it was 35-31, whatever it was. That was Tom Brady trying to lead a furious comeback.
1999 game, yeah.
I had a Walkman, and it was taped up my back like I was an FBI agent, and in one ear, we were on the right side. I didn't want anyone to see it, so I sat on the aisle and had it in my right ear so nobody could see the rest of the church. Well, word spread that I was listening to the game, and so it was sort of I started doing like play-by-play, but I was doing it very quietly near the back of the church. First and 10. Brady complete to Aaron Schaefer, 6, clock running. Like, stuff like that. And so all people were, like, gathering around.
I think you have to explain what a Walkman is to some people.
Yeah, Walkman was a... That's a good point. Imagine if your phone was just a radio. That was it. And the headphones were all wired. It's a good point, Kang. Yeah. And so I had the radio tuned in and was listening to the game.
Like a portable radio that's small you could carry around.
Yeah, providing updates for those in the vicinity.
I know a lot of people, I know two people for sure that went to weddings this weekend, and I'm sure there are a lot because, unlike us, a lot of people don't care about sports.
Right. Yep.
My brother went to a wedding this past weekend. Two cuts. Our update guy went to a wedding this weekend.
Yeah. And you'll find that people will go, oh my God, fall wedding. The church is still open. Nobody has booked it on the 25th of October. Let's jump on it. Well, there's a reason nobody booked it. And the one that I was at, I'm pretty sure if I recall correctly, was a rescheduled wedding. And so the date was open because it was Michigan, Michigan State, and they had like not a lot of options.
I remember being at a bat mitzvah one time for the Michigan, Michigan State game, and all of us were at a table together, and all the guys had their phones out watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody had a different feed. Everyone was a couple seconds behind each other. And one guy obviously had the feed before everybody else did. And you know, by the time it got to the last person, there's like a 15-second delay.
Right.
But I remember being in a wedding, Michigan State and Northwestern in 1997, and I'm getting ready to walk down the aisle. And my friend who was getting married, the groom was a huge Michigan guy, and his father a huge Michigan guy. And as I'm ready to be, you're next, his father comes up to me and says, called me Odie, because Otis, you know, with a nickname. He's Odie, Michigan State just missed the field goal to win it against Northwestern, and slaps me on the back. I'm like, what? why are you telling me? And like, you're next. Awesome.
Thanks.
So probably just a nice scowl on my face as that's happening.
Yeah.
We lost 19 to 17 that day.
Let's go to James. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, James.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
James.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to call and tell you about that Red Wings game. We, my wife and my daughter, went to that game, and that looked pretty bad. 4-0 in the first period, and then they finally came back from all the young guys on the Red Wings, brought them back.
So, while you were at a wedding, when this happened?
No, he was just at the Red Wing game Saturday night. Oh. Saturday night, right?
Yeah, it was Saturday night.
I'm sorry. Yep. I was looking at the call in front of you. I'm sorry. Yes.
No. Sorry.
Yes.
About
no.
That.
Yeah. No. They got. They got down 4-0. It was crazy. One of my friends says, "Well, we're watching a Michigan State game." He says, "Oh, the Wings are really sucking. They're down 4-0." I'm like, "What?"
Yeah, we thought my wife and us, we were like, "Well, should we leave after the first period?" Good thing we didn't. I mean, we stayed and watched with my daughter, and ended up being a great game. But yeah, Sandin Pelikka and all that, and Mark Casper, that kid's unbelievable out there. He was laying the head on everybody out there.
Yeah, they. there was some inspired words apparently between periods. From yes. Tom McClelland. I'm trying to find the quote because it was pretty good to be able to come back from that.
It was my daughter's first regular season game for the Wings. So at first we were like, "Oh, it's going to be a bad one to remember," but it actually ends up being one of the best ever. Now,
7 hits for Casper in that game.
So
yeah, he was playing inspired even at the beginning. It seemed like he was the only guy out there that had a lot of heart. So.
This is from the Free Press story after the game. JT Compher didn't really want to talk about it, and Todd McClelland would only allow that he didn't tell the Red Wings, "Hey, we're playing real well. Let's keep it up."
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love his sarcasm, coach. Tom McClelland's fun already. You know, he's already had a couple press conferences with some fun moments in there. But it's glad that they came back from a 4-0 deficit and scored 6 unanswered goals to win it and keep this thing going the right direction.
248-539-9797. Bill on a cell. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
About getting married on football Saturdays, especially Michigan football Saturdays.
Yeah.
That was not allowed. That was not allowed in my family. And my son had to change his wedding plans, and he had to find an open date, you know, a bye week. And it just so happens that he comes into the living room and he tells my wife, he says, "Mom, I got an open date for a bye week. We're going to get married on October 24th. She goes, "Honey, it's the same day your mom and dad got married."
Oh, that was kind of cool.
Yeah. So then I've had a couple of those, my best friend's daughter got married on a football Saturday at the reception. I couldn't take it, man. I said, I left it. I left it halftime of the game. I was listening to it. I went home and watched the game. My wife, she was friggin' livid. And then my best buddy goes, USOB, you're not getting invited to any more of my kids' weddings. I said, well, just make sure they're not on football Saturday, Dave. That'll work.
Well, football Saturdays in the fall, and, you know, I mean, it. I bet there's this is where I get into the SEC. It just means more. Do you think any church gets booked in the fall in the South?
Yep.
You do? Yep. I bet there's, I bet if you're.
You know, there's such things as people that aren't football fans and they don't have their whole world revolve around just football.
Yeah, how do they, what do those people do for fun?
I think there is, like, the Michigan-Michigan State game or the Michigan-Ohio State game, if Michigan State went back when they had their series with Notre Dame, I think those were days you'd, like, if you're going to get married, maybe if you could try to avoid that, everything else is fair game, isn't it?
Probably.
I mean, who cares? Oh, I have to miss the Michigan-UCLA game?
Yeah, look, in real life, weddings are more important than the outcomes of football games. We know that.
Do we?
Yes, we do, Kang. But what we...
I'm talking about us as a sports society. I don't think we do.
You don't want to. You don't want to alienate the people that you're inviting, right? That's part of this. Is that you don't want people that are that don't want to be at your wedding there, and you don't want to, you know, have them distracted with now everybody can watch on their phone. I guess so. It's probably not that big a deal if that's what you choose, but. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Ray and Ramos says, my champ, the Ferris State Bulldogs, beating Grand Valley, winning 22 games in a row. That's the anchor bone, Gator?
Right, the anchor bone. Yep.
So Ferris State gets the anchor bone trophy back. My chump is Michigan State. I have to disagree, Gator. Jonathan Smith is a lifeless bore. Fire him today. Michigan State football's dead.
I think the decision's probably already been made. I don't think you need to do it right now.
So there's the fire the coach before the season is done thing. So what are you hoping to get out of that? Are you hoping one of the assistants can make a strong case to be the next head coach? Is that what you're hoping? Are you hoping to get a jump on finding your next head coach? Do you really need to fire your coach to get that jump? Is it a punitive fire? Which I always think are counterproductive, or is it hey, fans, we're listening. I think all those things get weighed. I tend to think most of the firings during seasons don't really help all that much. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your champ and chump votes, your phone calls. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.